Good morning. I'm Rebecca Heaton with Library Talk. Ellen Borders is here to do Ellen's Book Bites. So tell us, Ellen, what have you been reading?
I read a great little novel called Forget Me Not. This is by Isabel Wolfe. It takes place in England, and it's about a young woman who is working in an accounting job, and she decides she wants to change her career. She wants to go to school and get a degree in horticulture, and she wants to open her own landscaping business. All is going smoothly until she finds out that she is expecting a baby. The father does not want to be involved at all, and so here she is. She's quit her accounting job. She's not quite through with her business training, and a baby is on the way. And this is how she copes with the things that life has brought her way. It's just a delightful little story. She has a very supportive father. Her mother has passed away. She is able to work out the difficulties that the birth of the child have tossed her way that she wasn't expecting at all. And again, the name of this is Forget Me Not by Isabel Wolfe. Another book that I enjoyed is called Mother and Me, Escape from Warsaw, 1939, by Julian Padovitz. This author, Julian, was born to parents who were very wealthy, and they were very involved socially, and pretty much he was raised by the nanny. This little boy was 7 years old, and when the war hit, he had been so coddled by his nanny that he wasn't even aware of how to dress himself. She dressed him. So that gives you a picture of how unresourceful he was even in himself. When the war hit, the father was out of the country. The mother and the son escaped out of Warsaw, and they spent time in the countryside. They hid with some friends, and then they paid some other people to put them up on a farm. And so they were tossed from city life, very coddled, into country life where there were things that absolutely had to be done every day, and they had to do it for themselves. There were food shortages. And I like this story because it shows the strength that people have in them to overcome things, and they might not even realize they have that strength in them until circumstances make them use their strength. And again, the name of this is Mother and Me, Escape from Warsaw, 1939, by Julian Padovitz. If you like this book, there's a sequel to it called A Ship in the Harbor, Mother and Me, Part 2. And this is when Julian Padovitz and his mother wind up in Budapest, and they try to pass as non-Jewish, and they're living with friends who are involved in some activities. They're not really quite sure what kind of activities they are. All they know is that they want to be safe from the Germans. They live in an estate in the country for a while, and then they have to leave that place. Anyway, it's very interesting the different places that this young man and his mother went. His relationship with his mother was often volatile. He strives to overcome feelings of exasperation with his mother, who has been rich all her life and has had others cater to her. However, she is a very resourceful woman, and it's amazing the things that this woman was able to do to keep herself and her son alive. Again, the name of this one is A Ship in the Harbor, Mother and Me, Part 2, by Julian Padovitz. A very funny CD that we got at the library is called Dusty and Lefty, The Lives of the Cowboys. And it's Garrison Keillor as Lefty and Tim Russell as Dusty. And this just will make you laugh out loud. Prairie Home Companion is a great radio program, and these are excerpts from The Lives of the Cowboys, and I think you'll find it very fun. It's called Dusty and Lefty, The Lives of the Cowboys by Garrison Keillor. The library has a new cookbook called Soups and Sides by Catherine Walters, and this is kind of goes by season. The author will have cool soups and for spring and summer, and then thicker, warmer soups for fall and winter. usually the author pairs soup with a special side. You wouldn't have to do that, but for example, she has a great sounding recipe for chicken tortilla soup, and she pairs it with a Mexican salad with black beans and corn. Again, the name of this is Soups and Sides by Catherine Walters. One of my favorite authors is Michael Connelly, and he has a new book called The Reversal. Michael Connelly writes a detective series, and his detective's name is Harry Bosch. And Harry Bosch pairs up with an attorney who is usually a defense attorney. His name is Mickey Haller. And Mickey Haller, you might recognize if you read Michael Connelly, as being the Lincoln lawyer. The Lincoln lawyer is called on to be a prosecutor. He has been a defense attorney all his life, and he hires Harry Bosch to be his investigator in the case. One thing about Michael Connelly's books, start early in the day because you'll want to read right straight through it. It's a real page-turner. Again, the name of it is The Reversal by Michael Connelly.
Thank you, Ellen. And remember, folks, there's a lot more where that came from. This is Rebecca Heaton and Ellen Borders with Ellen's Book Bites on Library Talk. We'll see you at the library.